richest man in the East, the richest man in his country. And within a few moments' time, the messages began to arrive one by one. Your sons and daughters were all in one house, and all of a sudden, a whirlwind came and they were all gone. An enemy has come and destroyed and taken and stolen all of your cattle. But in the midst of that shadow, he made up his mind that he was going to live for the Lord. His wife came to him and said, "Why don't you just curse the Lord and die?" But he lifted up his hands in that moment and he said, "Hallelujah, anyhow." There was something in him that he decided that even though he was in a shadow, even though he was in a trial, even though he was in a tribulation, he made up his mind that he was going to love the Lord, that he was going to serve the Lord, that he was going to live for the Lord just as well, just as strongly, with as much desire as when the times were good. He was going to serve the Lord in the bad times, just like he had served the Lord in the good times. Can we make up our minds that when the shadows come in our lives, we are going to still live for the Lord? We are still going to serve Him. We are still going to worship Him. We're still going to come to church. We're still going to live for Him. We're still going to be a testimony for Him. We're still going to be a witness to that mighty name of Jesus. When the sun is shining in our lives, we're going to live for the Lord. We're going to serve Him. But when the bad times come, when the shadows come our way, we are going to lift our hands just as high, lift up our voice just as loud, let the praises ring forth from our lips. Even though we're in a shadow, we're going to live for the Lord. And somehow, some way, that shadow can reach out and touch someone's life, and that we could be an example for them, and we can be an encouragement for them, that they can look at us and see that we're going through something, but they can look at us and see that we have made up our mind that we're going to serve the Lord and live for Him. And that way those people can say there is something different about them. They've got something that we don't have. They've got that anointing of the Holy Ghost. They've got that power of the Holy Ghost, that even though they're in the midst of the storm, they can still love the Lord. They can still serve Him. They can still glorify that name of Jesus. We never know who can be touched or inspired by our influence. If we give a good example, if we give a bad example, people are watching us. Who knows how many lives are being influenced by us? Who knows how many times, even in an indirect way, people's lives can be touched? People are watching us. In the midst of our difficulties, when everything seems to be under a shadow of darkness, there are people who are watching us. They hear us. They see our works. When we're going through that shadow, people's eyes are upon us, and they are observing us. There are always going to be shadows in our lives. We cannot avoid the shadows. There are going to be good times. There are going to be bad times. There are going to be times that we're going to lose our jobs. There might be times when we're sick. There might be times when we're hurting. There are going to be times when people treat us bad. There are going to be times when everything's going to go wrong. But if we can just lift up our hands and make up our minds that we are going to love the Lord, that we are going to serve Him. I wish I could tell you today that when you're a Christian, you'll never have another problem. But we can't do that. I wish I could tell you today that when you're a Christian, you'll never have another flat tire. But we can't do that. I wish I could tell you today that if you're a Christian, you'll never have another heartache or another headache. But we can't do that. I wish I could tell you that when you live for God and you do everything right, I wish I could tell you that you'll never have another problem again. I wish I could tell you that there will never again be a tear that flows down your cheek. There will be problems that come. There will be shadows that come. But when the storms come, when the waves begin to roar, when the lightning begins to flash, when the thunder begins to sound all around us, we can look out into the midst of the stormy sea and we can see that Jesus is still there. He's still Lord of Lords. He's still King of Kings. And He is still going to be by our side. He is still going to walk with us. He has still got us in the palm of His hand. He's got us graven upon the palms of His hand. He will not forget us. He will not forsake us. He is going to be with us. There are going to be sad moments. There will be afflictions. There will be shadows. But if only we could remember in the midst of those afflictions and shadows that people are watching us. And if only we could remember while we're in the midst of that shadow, if our shadow could just pass over and touch one of these lives, touch one of these hearts, and inspire them to live for God. That's what it's all about. I remember so many years ago at Texas Bible College, there was a sister who came through. She was visiting. She was a woman. She had lived for the Lord all of her life. She went up to the piano in chapel service and she played so beautifully. I'd never heard anybody play the piano that beautiful before. And as soon as she finished playing, she said the words that I have remembered after all of these years. She said, you know, so many people want to see a miracle. But she said, so few of us want to be a miracle. And I stopped and I thought about her words. And I thought, what could it mean just to be a miracle? But a few months later, we found out what she was talking about. Just a few months later, she died of brain cancer. But you know what? Until the very end, in spite of her pain, in spite of her afflictions, she would lift up her hands and she would worship the Lord with all of her heart. I'm not going to let any shadow get between me and my God. I'm not going to let any troubles rob me of my joy. I'm not going to let any troubles ride me of my victory. I am going to live for the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord until the very end. She was a miracle until the very end because she made up her mind. She was going to love the Lord. She was going to serve Him in spite of the pain, in spite of the sickness. Oh, that we could just learn to love the Lord with all of our hearts. In the good times, in the bad times, when things are going good, when things begin to go bad, to love the Lord and to serve Him no matter what comes our way. Long shadows cast by our circumstances can reach out and touch and inspire faith in other people. We're passing through this pathway of life, and all the while, people are watching over us. But the thing we must remember is that Jesus is always with us. Isaiah said, and a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a cover or a shadow from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. There are shadows that are going to come in our life, but we've got to remember that the Lord is going to watch over us. He's going to be like a river in a desert. He's going to be like a cover from the storm. He's going to be a hiding place in the wind. And He's going to be for us like a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. He is going to be with us. He is going to watch over us. His love will never fail. He watches over us. The Bible says that He that watches over us does not sleep or slumber at night. Psalm 23 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of what? Of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. He is going to be with us. The Bible says, blessed is the man whose strength is in the Lord, in whose heart are the ways of them who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. What is the valley of Baca? It's a Hebrew word that means the valley of tears. He said, when you're passing through the valley of tears, you can make that thing to be like that well. What kind of a well? That well of living water that can spring up within us. That power of the Holy Ghost. When we're going through that valley, when we're going through the shadows, we can lift up our hands and worship the Lord. And once again, we can begin to feel the power of the Holy Ghost, the presence of the Lord. He is going to be with us. We're going to go through the shadows. But sometimes it's the Lord that prepares those shadows for us. Sometimes He allows us to go through things. We read about Jonah. That would be a terrible thing. To be in a fish's stomach for 3 days. That would be a terrible thing. I wouldn't want to be there. But what happened? The Bible says, and the Lord prepared a great fish. He went through that trial, but the Lord's fingerprints were in it all along. He's going to be with us. Whenever those demons wanted to go into the swine, they had to ask permission first. There's nothing that comes against us, but that old Satan doesn't have to ask permission first. Because God is with us. He's watching over us. He's there for us. There was solar eclipse. Many times in the world, in old times, they thought the solar eclipse was the judgment of God. They thought it was something terrible. But it's a natural occurrence. The moon passes in front of the sun, and the world's in a shadow. How many times have you heard of a solar eclipse in your life? You could go out tomorrow, and it might be a beautiful sunshine day. In a few months, it's going to be spring again. Beautiful sunny days. The flowers are blooming, the birds are singing. But whenever you get to a beautiful sunshiny day, How many people do you see standing outside looking at the sun? Nobody looks at the sun. Nobody. You don't see people downtown Athens looking at the sun. But when there's an eclipse and the moon is passing before between the sun and the earth and there's that shadow there, then everybody looks at the sun. When there's a shadow, everybody looks at the sun. When there's a shadow that comes in our life, everybody's going to be watching us. Everybody's going to be looking at us. What are we going to do when the shadows come? We're going to make up our mind that we're going to live for the Lord, and we're going to love Him, and we're going to serve Him, and we're going to give Him our all. There's going to be times that the shadow's going to come, but He's going to be there with us. There's going to be times that the shadows are going to come to our life, but He's going to be with us. Just like the oyster, God means it for good. Just like the oyster, that little grain of sand gets inside and it irritates and it bothers the oyster, but all of a sudden it begins to secrete that fluid, and that fluid begins to form around that grain of sand, and as time begins to pass, it's a beautiful pearl that's there. We get in our afflictions, we get in our shadows, and we begin to praise the Lord, and we begin to worship the Lord, and we begin to love the Lord. And before it's all over, the Lord can begin to turn that thing around and mean it for our good. Romans 8 and 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and who are called according to His purpose." The Lord is there with us. Just like a little child with his father watching the eclipse of the sun, that child could be so afraid as the day begins to grow dark, as the moon begins to pass in front of the sun and the earth is in the shadow. But there's that daddy there. Daddy knows what's going on. And daddy says, "It's going through something right now. There's a shadow right now. But in just a few minutes, the sun's going to begin to shine again." There are shadows that are going to come to our life. There are troubles. There are tribulations. There are problems that are going to come our way. But there's going to come a moment when the sun is going to begin to shine again. We just keep on going. We just keep on serving the Lord. We just keep on being with Him. We just keep on loving Him. The Bible says, "How excellent is Thy loving kindness, O Lord. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of Your wings." When those moments come, when the difficult times come, when the sickness comes, when the afflictions come, where's a better place to be than underneath the wings of the Lord? Let Him protect us. Let Him watch over us. The Bible says that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide where? Under the shadow of the Almighty. There's no better place to be than in His presence. Isaiah spoke about, "And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and a place of refuge for a cover from the storm and from the rain." What better place to be? There are so many times people get discouraged. The tribulations come, the trials come, the shadows come, and they think, "Well, let's go back into the world. Let's just give up. Let's just forget about all this." But where's the better place to be? Right here in His presence, under His wings, in His tabernacle. This is the best place that we can be, in the presence of the Lord. "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them the light has shined." There's a place for us. There's a place for us in the presence of the Lord, in the presence of Him. "And He had made my mouth like a sharp sword," Isaiah said. "In the shadow of His hand, He has hid me." There's no better place to be than in the presence of the Lord. "Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us," Luke said, "to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." Whenever we're in those moments of the shadows, that's when the Lord is going to send that Holy Ghost power to guide us, right, to lead us, praise, to be with us. There are going to be times in our lives that we're going to be in the shadows. There's going to be times in our lives that we're going to be in tribulations and problems. But if we could just make up our mind that in the good times, in the bad times, in the sunny days, in those shadowy moments, that we are going to lift up our hands and worship the Lord and love Him. That somehow, some way, as we're passing through this life, that those shadows can begin to touch other people's lives. That they could look at us and say, look, they're going through such a terrible thing, but their God is with them. There's something about them. They've got something in their life. They've got the Word of God hidden in their hearts. They've got the power of the Holy Ghost in their life. And the Lord is helping them. The Lord is keeping them. I want to know their God. I want to know what it is that they have in their life. I want to know more about that hope that they have within them. When we go through the shadow, if we could just keep our eyes set on Jesus, if we could just keep our eyes focused on Him, can we just stand together right now and just lift up our hands? Are you going through a shadow today? Are you going through a dark moment in your life? Are you going through a moment of heartache? Are you going through a moment of sadness? Are you going through a moment of despair? Are you going through a moment of fear? If you could just find that place in the presence of the Lord. If you could just find that place beneath His wings. If you could just find that place in His tabernacle. If you could just find that place and make up your mind that you will draw nearer to Jesus. If you could be like Job and decide, I am going to trust in the Lord anyway. I'm going to love the Lord anyway. I'm going to serve Him anyway. Can we just lift up our hands right now and just worship the Lord and just love the Lord and just praise Him and just worship Him and just give ourselves to Him and just make up our mind, Lord, I'm going on. Lord, I'm going through. Lord, I'm going to keep on going until You come again. I'm going to keep on living within me. Lord, as long as there is breath within me, I'm going to love You. I'm going to worship You. I'm going to praise Your holy name. Let's just lift our hands right now and let's love the Lord and let's worship Him. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A pastor stopped by one day to see his sister-in-law. His brother had just recently passed away. It was a sad situation. And when he stopped by the house to see his sister-in-law, she was sitting at a table. She was very unkempt. There were liquor bottles around her. There was an open one, a drink before her. And she was already so far gone that he really couldn't communicate. This dear lady that had served the Lord with his brother, had worshiped God with his brother, but when she lost him, she just tried to lose herself in alcohol. And that pastor went away from there, so brokenhearted. But he picked up his pen and he started writing. And this is what he wrote, this song. God is so good to me. God is so good to me. More than this world could be. He's so good to me. His Spirit came to me and gave me victory. God is so good to me. I can't complain. God is so good to me. Amen. I'm sorry, I'm just not finding that. Amen. But God is so good to me tonight. I can't complain. Amen. He has been so rich and so generous and so good. Amen. What do we have to complain about tonight, folks? Even if we suffer loss, and we will. Even if we suffer pain, and we will. Even if we suffer unjustly, and we will. Amen. God is with us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? The shadows will come. As Brother Guidry was preaching tonight, I thought when Israel was passing through that wilderness, the Bible said the Lord led them as a cloud by day. You know what clouds do? They produce shadows. And whenever it's hot in a wilderness, that's awfully nice. Amen. You're looking for shadows. It feels mighty good when a shadow becomes between you and the sun. Amen. And so they knew the Lord in the shadow. And when the shadow moved, the cloud moved, they moved. Amen. So he's not only God of the great sunshine, but indeed he's God of the shadow. Amen. And God uses shadows just like he uses the sun. Praise God. And I appreciate him tonight. He's a good God. He's all wise. He knows things that you and I will never figure out. He just made it so plain. He said, my ways are not your ways. Now, if you'll just learn that little lesson right there, it'll make your life a whole lot easier. God's ways simply are not your ways. He doesn't owe you an explanation because he's God. And it's doubtful you'd understand if he tried to explain it to you. You know, we don't have this arrangement here. It's pretty good, but it's not on his level. Because he said, my ways are far above your ways as the heavens are above the earth. And my thoughts are above your thoughts as the heavens are above the earth. Amen. What a great God we serve. Isn't he great? Let's love him one more time, shall we? He's so mighty good. Jesus Christ, we thank you tonight. We love you. Thank you for this message tonight. Thank you for this encouragement tonight. Thank you for this strength tonight. Thank you for this beautiful spirit that we feel here tonight. Thank you for the strength that's in this house. Thank you for the healing that's in this house. Amen. Thank you for the peace of God that passes understanding that's in this place right now. Thank you for the fellowship with the Holy Ghost that we feel in this sanctuary tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Help us, God, to walk out of here tonight embracing you as you embrace us, and strengthen us as we are strengthened in your spirit. We praise you and honor you and give you thanks in a name that's above all names, the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you. Greet one another in the name of the Lord. Praise God. If you can make it, we'll see you tomorrow.